This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones. My love isn't
leaving for the freeway. We got a guest coming on who was at last Saturday's prayer vigil that Antifa attacked, coming up in the next segment. And there's a lot of videos of the Antifa, like women beating up Antifa, and or Tommy Robinson having a bunch of them attack him, and they fights back and beats up a couple of them, and he gets knocked down. But the point is, these people are the scum of the earth, and they're out there with weapons. It's always blue state areas. In fact, will you guys print me the article that we broke? I keep going back to that, where we got the Soros documents, where Obama wanted martial law in 2015, so in blue cities, in blue states, they would stage events, and the police knew they were coming to attack people and would let them, do violence, trying to get, because they're racist, Democrat, communist, mainly white people, I'm sorry, that they could trigger black people to then cause race riots. Well, it didn't work there, didn't work in D.C., didn't work in L.A., but they are desperately trying. So there's the headline. That's coming up when we come back from break and get into this. So this is their summer of rage. This is their attempt at a civil war. They're saying, and I'm saying July 4th marks the demarcation line when I believe things would escalate, which is now happening. And I'd love to give myself credit. They say it's when they're going to launch. Like from, you know, Hollywood managers, you know, firing or saying, I don't represent James Woods anymore on July 4th. And all the attacks increasing. They're saying July 4th is their date. They hate America. That it escalates into the summer. They hope to remove Trump. Doesn't mean it's going to work. Just like when they said they weren't going to let his delegate seat, or weren't going to let him get the nomination, or wouldn't let him, you know, get the inauguration to happen. It doesn't mean they're going to win. We just have to know the war is happening. We'll win if we take the field. But then they had a rally a while back, I guess a month ago or so, in Portland. They went and beat up men, women, and children, attacked babies and baby strollers, chased them back to their cars. Happened to some of our reporters in Berkeley, I know. Millie Weaver and her husband, their baby, they bashed out their windows. Well, then a month later, men show up, just to have a prayer vigil, and then fought back, and they ran. But if we don't show up, on the air, in person, you name it, they will win. It's as so many historians have said, evil only wins when good men and women do nothing. Evil only wins when people stand down. So, I want to go to break here and come back with our guests with a few of these clips. Rabid left the steel MAGA hat, make America great. This is just the last day since July 4th. At a hamburger place and throw the drink in his face. Dershowitz, anti-Trump woman threatened to stab me through the heart. Man punched, dragged 30 feet by car for having Trump flag. This is all happening now. Here it is.
You know, people talk about parties as if that's something serious. I don't care about parties. I'm invited to too many. But at a party this week on Martha's Vineyard, a woman said, if Dershowitz were here tonight, I'd stab him through the heart. This is a Martha's Vineyard woman saying she would stab me through the heart.
For the president.
All right, have fun with it.
Jeff Good tells me he was just enjoying the 4th of July when someone drove in the front of his house and told him he needs to take down this Trump flag.
He was saying vile things about our president.
Jeff Good says a man he doesn't know pulled up to his house and told him he needed to take down this flag in his front yard. Good says when he told him no, the man punched him.
Right in the face. In fact, he kind of used like a claw method.
Good says instinctively he tried to hit him back, but got his arm stuck in the man's car as he sped off.
This is where it happened.
Good says he was dragged about 30 feet.
I have some bumps and bruises that I don't think you want to see.
Scars were on his hands and elbow. Good
father. Folks, notice the same story. You got an old man attacked by somebody else. As soon as he fights back, the guy runs. We're going to come back and talk about this spirit of attacking old people, children, you name it. And then when finally a man stands up, they crap their pants and they run. So to all the other men in America, we're not looking for a fight. But when these people ask for it, give it to them. They deserve it. We'll be right back on the other side. Again, defensive. They punch you, you decide to just break their jaw. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Rufio Panman as the guy's trying to hit him with an extendable metal baton that can break arms, put out eyes. And he smashes that little meth head. That's not a small guy, a little communist face in. And then the globalist minion woman tries to get him to hit her, and he instantly doesn't smash her in her ugly face. So Rufio was on the battleground in Portland participating in a prayer, patriot prayer march, when he was confronted by a baton-wielding Antifa. Antifa swung at him twice. Rufio blocked the shots and then brought the Antifa warrior to the ground with one right-hand punch. And then all the rest ran. And it's repeated. I've seen videos of women taking on guys and taking them down. And it's just the fact that these guys are all in their head. They didn't grow up in America. They didn't. Most of them are rich kids. They just hate America, and they're just scum. So, Rufio, we salute you. Everybody loves you. That's what it's all about. It's so exciting. But again, every time these people run, he did have a deadly weapon. He was trying to, you know, swat you with it, obviously split you open and hit you with it. But just describing, because again, cameras only catch so much. I spent hours looking at what happened. The police guiding you guys into them, letting them come. The police standing down. What precipitated you coming out? Because I know you guys saw before how they attacked men, women, and children. No one was there. This is just an incredible archetypal Americana, are just good versus evil story. So we salute you. You're now a folk hero and obviously an Antifa scumbag target. On Facebook, you're at Rufio Panman PB. Instagram, Rufio underscore Panman. So God bless you. Tell us all about just your awakening. What happened to all of this?
Well, I've been doing this for a little over a year now. Been to many rallies up and down the West Coast, from Seattle to Berkeley. So, you know, facing Antifa isn't unfamiliar to me, but the Portland rally last weekend was obviously probably one of the most violent I've seen. And it's, you know, as far as the police standing down, none of that should have happened. If that would have happened in Seattle, it would have been a whole different story. The police are a lot better there. So, you know, I was genuinely worried for the people around me and their safety. And this is a continual problem we're having. And like you said, this is at least a very soft civil war right now. And if people don't start to kind of wake up to what's going on, it's going to progress into something worse.
So talk about your awakening, who you are. It's interesting to folks and just what you've seen, because cameras don't capture it. Because I've been around Antifa myself back when I learned who they were 15 years ago, when they would attack myself and reporters just covering stuff. And they're just the scum of the earth, but just describe your awakening, what you've witnessed. I know people were mad and came out because earlier this year they had an event in Portland where women and children were attacked when no one was there to fight back. So just break that down.
Well, I went into this originally pretty passive. I wanted to try and debate with them. I wanted to try and see eye to eye. You know, every time I go out there, I'm trying to find some middle ground with these people. And like you said, you know, women, children, teenagers, elderly, they're all right there just trying to support their country. it's really hard to see. So, you know, when you see that on a consistent basis getting worse and worse, you start to kind of develop this feeling that these are no longer people who are necessarily Americans per se, but they're kind of anti-American, and you know, you kind of have to separate yourself from them.
You're saying they're the enemy. They are our enemy. They've chosen it. They've declared it. We got government, mainstream news, Chinese communist documents. They're trying to fund Antifa uprisings. I mean, this is the war against America. And like you said, you try to speak to them as humans. They just disregard that and use it as weakness. But they do listen to your fist smashing into their face.
Yeah. Yes, they do. It seems to amp them up on social networking more than anything. In person, they aren't very much of a threat. So, you know, that's why we keep encouraging more patriots to come out there, because it's so effective when they show up in numbers. And that's all that really needs to happen. So, you know, the more people we can get out there.
I just love how you giant roundhouse right hook and then shoving down so his head hits the pavement. That probably hurt him worse. God, I love it. I got to tell you, it's better than a fake Rocky movie. I mean, I'm sorry. He's a scumbag, man, trying to kill you with a baton. And he's a piece of crap. And it's beautiful. I don't think he did too well either.
I appreciate that, Alex. Yeah.
But be honest, I don't like hurting innocent people or weak people, but a few times in my life when some bullies try to kill me and they're bigger than I am, when I finally see their head hit the pavement, it felt good. How good did it feel, at least later, once you saw his head hit the pavement?
Well, like Gavin McGinnis says, you know, violence isn't great, but justified violence is amazing. It's just one of those things where you just react instinctively, and when you can kind of overpower in that moment, it does feel good. It is a positive feeling. I can tell you that in that situation, there wasn't a whole lot of celebration going on. I was more worried about the safety of the people around.
Oh, I would have smacked that. I mean, I don't want to hit women. I never have. But in the moment, somebody trying to kill me with a metal baton, and I just did that, and there's a pretty big woman coming at me. She looks like she's like 6'3 or something. I mean, you were like you were in the zone, man. You're like, it's like a video game. It's like, this is like movies wish that it was like, boom, you do all, and all of a sudden you just like didn't know that you like didn't hit her.
Yeah, well, you know, She was pressing on me, and I told her, hey, you better get back, because this is not playing around. And so I gave her the opportunity, and she took it.
Well, I noticed that trying to get into Trump's inauguration, they had lines of women hitting us, hoping that we would hit them back. We just pushed through them. But to get into Trump's deal, you had to push. The first thing was women. Talk about cowards, like the Islamicists. And then it was a couple of dudes. But we had to ram through women to get into Trump's inauguration. So it seems they put women out front.
They do. That's their tactic. They put the women in front, and then the sleaze bags will hang out in the back with batons and stuff and try and get a hit on you from behind the women. And
they're
so,
like comic book scumbags, like you said. Like, how could you be so scummy as a man that you put women up front?
Yeah. Well, I mean, even they have no fighting etiquette either. There's no moral foundation for them. They were throwing explosives into a crowd of people. There could have easily been a baby stroller nearby. There's no thought process into what they're doing. And on that level, you know, you can't really have any sympathy for after they do things like that. You just have to eliminate them as a threat. And that's what we were doing. Proud Boys did an amazing job. I can't imagine what would have happened if we weren't there.
Proud Boys is Gavin McGinnis's group, which is proud to be male, proud of masculinity. Because they teach on universities, for those that don't know, that masculinity doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's actually toxic, Alex. You know, it's toxic to be masculine these days. And it hurts the people around you if you're too masculine, I guess. they're teaching this all over the place, and it's
and they try to teach women don't be feminine, which is powerful, don't be masculine, which that's the power. We should all be ascribing to that, but they want to kill that.
Right. And they are.
We're going to go to break in a minute, but I want you to have the floor because it's great. Get more into your awakening just briefly. Like what where'd you come from? What stirred you?
I've born and raised in Washington. I have a very great good family. Been pretty productive all my life. I've always loved my country. I got involved in the movement originally last May Day because I was just tired of what I was seeing. And I went out to Seattle with one of my boys, not knowing anything about the movement. And that's where I was introduced to the Proud Boys who, allowed me to network with like-minded men. And it's been, one of the best decisions I've ever made. Since then, there's been a lot of, I guess you'd call awakening to what's really going on, desensitizing myself, getting out of that political correctness state of mind.
That's right, breaking free. We'll be back to talk more on the other side. History's happening.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Communist China is now the only enemy left, still in command of the globalists. We're in a debt battle at this point.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Traitors in our own country have sold us out to the globalists, but in the final minutes, America woke up. Our guests will be with us throughout the hour. We're going to open the phones up specifically to talk to Rufio Panman, who, again, he uses that name, obviously, because they'll target his family and others. This is what Antifa does, doxing everybody, sabotaging your houses. They're just the nastiest, mainly college professor, little criminals you could imagine. But we're going to open the phones up in the next segment, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. Questions only for our guest. What a wide area to discuss. So, Rufio, obviously not giving Antifa power, but it's smart to not use your own God-given name because they'll come after you. It's what they do as cowards. They sneak up on you, so it's a good strategic thing not to do that. But they're going to target you now, obviously, because you're becoming a big archetype symbol against their cowardice. Talk about that, and then talk about, because I saw the other videos, they ran once one person fought them, and they do that everywhere. And then I've seen the videos at anti-abortion rallies or pro-gun rallies. Antifa will, like, attack an old guy in a wheelchair or a woman on crutches, or they'll hit they go and target a woman. And for me, I'm not the toughest guy in the world, but women don't even register who I'm going to attack. I look for, like, the biggest guy and, like, start wanting to fight him if it's a fight. Just as a male, that's what I would do. Like, who's the biggest? If I'm in a tribal fight, I got to take them down. They look for the weakest. I don't even – that shows how we're blind to them, because I don't even understand the psychology of attacking two-year-olds and babies in baby carriages. They're the anti-chivalry. They're the anti-male. Who the hell are these creatures? I don't want to call them men. Who are they?
Well, I would, the way I would explain them is any victory to them, even the smallest little assault on the opposing side, doesn't matter if it's a child, a teenager, an elderly person in a wheelchair, they take that and they'll go celebrate. That's a victory to them because they know that they can't face real strength. So it's all a LARPing thing, in my opinion. It's these people who've probably been playing video games their whole life and been in this state of mind, like there's some fantasy warrior in real life that they've never trained or even thought about what that's really like. So when they're facing, veterans and, ex-police officers and guys who have been fighting and MMA fighters, it's just, it's funny to say the least, but it's the real threat is when they're throwing bricks and rocks and explosives and bringing weapons and we're completely disarmed by the police, so we're, in a way, we're at a disadvantage, but not at the same time.
Yeah, break that down, because we have even George Soros documents we've covered where they have blue city areas. You guys are willing to go in to exercise the First Amendment, which is heroic. They're throwing mortars that can blow your hand off. They're throwing bricks. And you guys all get searched. You get let in. Then they let them come in. They've always got the weapons. I mean, again, it just shows the cowardice of Soros, who funds this, and all of it, and still they're defeated.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people don't think that they're funded. They think it's just, just people coming out to support. But you have to remember, all of these people, they're wearing matching uniforms. They're all coming with weapons that aren't, cheap. Some of these weapons are pretty expensive. And you know that Antifa, a lot of them, they don't have any prominent jobs or anything. You can just tell. And so they're getting that from somewhere. So people need to realize that. I can't specifically say who it is. George Soros is, obviously that's a huge lead right there.
Oh, but he's on record. He's on record funding a lot of it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But as you can see, a lot of the weapons that have been taken from Antifa, you get knives, swords, just the craziest things. You know, magazines were taken from the last rally, several magazines with pistol ammunition. Yeah, and they'll completely, they'll check us, they'll check our bags. I mean, we can't even bring pepper spray in it. Our women can't even carry pepper spray. And so, you know, that's where Proud Boys come in. We come in with protective vests and eyewear, and that's about all we can do. And we come in and just charge them and just hope for the best. Obviously, this is something that we're pretty acclimated to. So, you know, I got to keep giving honor to my boys because it's, I truly believe we saved lives that
day. Oh, you have. And it's extremely heroic in a system of cowards to know the police in a blue city and the system wants to make an example of you. And you still, like the lion's den, march in there and then turn the tide against them. When one person fights, they all run. It shows the hoax of evil. The devil goes around like a lion, seeing who he can devour, who will fall down and grovel, who will roll over.
Yep. Yeah, great men need to keep standing strong. This nation was built by great men. And, you know, the mayor of Portland and the city council of Portland, they think that they can get away with siding with these criminals. And I think slowly but surely we're starting to expose this more and more. And, you know, I don't believe that all these police officers want to stand down. You know, I'm talking to some of them and I'm seeing their faces. You know, when you join the police force or the military, you know, you have a sense, something about you that you want to protect your country. And these guys aren't able to do that. I don't know if all of them are on the same page, but you can tell that they definitely want to be more involved than they're allowed to be. They're being ordered to stand down, and it's pathetic to say the least. If this was a private sector, if we hired somebody to protect us, they would have failed miserably. They would have been fired. So the fact that they couldn't even, you know, they couldn't even follow through with what they promised us after they disarmed us. They promised us they would protect us against Antifa and didn't even try in the slightest.
At a gut level, where do you see this going? The whole launch of the liberal civil war, what's happening, the leftists going into this crazed mode. At a gut level, where do you think this is going?
You know, I'm hoping from the optics of the last Poland rally that we can influence other people and wake people up. If we can't, you know, do that, we have people on the opposing side, senators and politicians and city council people, mayors, everybody who's advocating for violence. Maxine Waters, that clip that keeps playing, that she's calling for violence against Trump supporters. And Trump supporters make up a great amount of people in this nation. So, you know, that's a huge divide of people that she's actively calling out for violence. And what we're seeing is on the streets is a side effect of that. You know, people are showing up. There was at least 1,000 Antifa, and not even accounting just crazy liberals and everybody else who was along the ride, Antifa alone. And so, you know,
that's a great question. What were your numbers versus the crazy liberals? I mean, guesstimation. What were the numbers?
I think we had a couple hundred ourselves, and that was the whole rally. Proud Boys, I think we had over 100, which was the biggest turnout we've ever had at a rally for Proud Boys.
So a couple hundred people stood against 1,000 communists and everything else. And history repeats. When we come back, we're going to talk about where the globalists want to take this and how we stop it. Straight ahead in your phone call. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 were the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine you're on the George Soros funded Antifa side, funded by Communist China, the big banks want to bring down America. You'll teach these people. You'll break their will. America doesn't deserve half the wealth of the planet in 1955. We're going to take it and parlay it into power. And so you're going to go out. You're going to dump coffee on Trump supporters. You're going to beat them up. You're going to threaten them. You're going to not give them jobs. You're going to teach them to submit. And then you go out and you beat up a month ago people at a conservative rally and overturn baby carriages and beat women up. That's on the news. And Antifa, like, beating women up. Like, yeah, I knocked a woman out. Yeah. My God, I commit suicide if I did that. And then finally you show up again and, like, maybe 20, 30 men show up. And there's 1,000 of you, but only a few dozen are willing to go up and fight. And then men beat your ass. And so you all run. They don't give up, though, going, God, we're pieces of crap. We're filth. No, they get more angry. So that's the historic crossroads we're at, and the type of scum that has been allowed to run free in this country. It just makes me ask, what comes next? Because you go out to these rallies, and they'll be wearing $500 jackets and $200 shoes, and they'll be, you know, on a smartphone more expensive than mine. You know, mine's like $300, hers is $1,000. And I've followed them. I've got, like, you're getting $100,000 Jaguar? I'm driving an F-150, but they're communists, but they drive around in Jaguars. And like our guest just said, that was really smart. It's LARPing. It's live-action playing. So let me ask Rufio Panman, if you just joined us, to not just answer my questions. He's a gentleman. I've been steering the conversation. We're going to take some calls in a minute. What do you want to say most? What do you want to impart about what you witnessed first, though? Answer my question on this. Because I know those metal batons are dangerous. This guy's swinging that at you. He's trying to kill you with it. What was it like in that moment, and then how did it feel when you broke his jaw and then shoved him down and hit his head in the pavement and were still in control not to hit that woman? I mean, what was the energy like at that moment when you saw them attacking people and no one was standing up to go in and do that?
It felt pretty good to, you know, my you lose that fear, and everything is kind of, since, you know, if you love your country and you see people attacking your countrymen and imposing an ideology that would, in the long run, tear your country apart, you know, there isn't a thought process. It's just instinctual. You're just going to go and you're going to take those people out. Obviously, we're not going and advocating to just fight people just because they have a different ideology. But like you see, you know, I'm being attacked with a deadly weapon, and many of our people were being attacked with weapons. So that's what I mean by go and fight those people and eliminate the threat. And you know, it was a victorious day for us. We celebrated like Vikings that night, and you know, it was probably one of the best days we've had in over a year.
Describe some of the other stuff you've seen on the West Coast. You've been all over in these fights, what Antifa does, the little dastardly activities.
Yeah, I was at Evergreen College. I've been to Berkeley, been to Portland many times, Seattle. And from college campuses, you get the students, and they won't even talk to you. They don't want to debate. They don't want to, you know, they just want to yell and scream and claim victimhood mentality over you. And you know, obviously being a white guy, and being a proud boy, you know, I lose all my credibility to people like that, even though I'm, you know, very involved with what's going on firsthand, and nobody wants to talk or hear my perspective. So when you start to eliminate conversation and debate and all you want to do is fight, then that's what you're going to get. That's just how the world works. You know, if conflict all over the world, things like that happen, when you're unable to communicate with each other and all you want to do is argue and fight, that's when war breaks out.
Wow, that's very profound. Exactly. So they lose physically everywhere they take the field. Don't they get them, their arguments, a loser, that in the third dimension we always win? I mean, don't they get, like, if one of you can beat 20 of them, shouldn't they go, oh, we should emulate you, Rafael Panman, not Saul Alinsky, the devil worshiper?
Well, I think that's why they use such extreme tactics. You know, they throw bombs and stuff, and I think they're hoping to scare us. They're doxing, they're threatening their jobs.
You just said it. They think we're like them. They keep thinking they're scaring us. All they're doing is pissing us off. So let me ask you that: where does it go then?
Yeah.
Where does it? Is they think we're like them? You like, know, you think we're scaring us? No, you're not doing that. We're spending every waking moment. How do we crush you? Discuss that. That's key.
I mean, a lot of us have gotten really, really angry. Our stuff has been vandalized. Our jobs have been targeted. Some guys have lost their jobs. So, you know, when we stop having things to lose, when they eliminate, you know, the things that in our personal lives that we're trying to protect, then that doesn't, you know, it kind of eliminates our limitation, and it's making them weaker in a sense. if that makes any sense. It's making us stronger and more willing to combat them as they target us more.
Well, no, that's what this, you just said the key to it all. They think attacking us makes us weak because that's how they would back off from that. They don't understand, like, that's what makes us wake up.
Right. In a sense, though, it is for a lot of people who aren't really woken up and who are still kind of in that politically correct mind, even though they might be a patriot to a sense. That sense of fear does hold a lot of people back. They don't want to be acknowledged on the internet or public information put out there. They don't want to be targeted,
but they're already being targeted. You have to embrace it now.
Right. Yeah, and a lot of people, that's the thing, is a lot of people don't realize they are already a target, and we're trying to create awareness. It's like, look, if you love your country in any way, if you want to fly an American flag, you're a target. You know, and if things are the way they are now, imagine how they're going to be if you have kids and they're in, you know, 10 years
exactly.
down the road.
Exactly. Our free will is under attack. Like, we let them have their free will. They don't want us to have free will. They want control of our destiny, our souls. And I say, death before dishonor, death before disgrace, victory or death, like Colonel Travis.
Right, exactly.
Plus, how can we let a bunch of cowardly scum like this tell us what to do? How do we ever get in this position, Rufio? How do we ever get here?
I think we got too comfortable for a long time. I think people, you know, when you live a comfortable life like we have as Americans for so long without any conflict other than 9/11, you know, people during the Obama administration got really comfortable. And I think, you know, I can personally say that I lost hope in the political system. And when Trump got elected, that hope was renewed. I've never celebrated more. I didn't think that he was going to win, honestly. And when he did, I was overjoyed. So with
so
that,
it's spiritual, you felt hope reignited.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll come back and take a few calls. We got a minute and a half, though. What else is on your mind? Your own words, not my questions. What else is at the heart of standing up against evil? What else is your view on what's going to happen?
Well, I think men need to be willing to stand up. More men need to be willing to stand up, and that's kind of my mission, is to empower men in the community, young and old, all alike, all that, you know, all races. Doesn't matter your sexual orientation. I don't care. You know, stand up for your country, because, you know, this country is the reason why you can be any race, any sexual orientation, doesn't matter, and live a free life. And so, you know, with that in mind, I would love people to just, even in the smallest way, stand up and do what's right.
That's a great point. I understand that. Everything you say is, like, spot on. Like, this is the country that says there's all this freedom, and then they use that against us. Like, we've been bad to people compared to other countries. Like, no, we're the fount of the freedom. Don't blow that up. And it's the fake liberals and the authoritarians that want the control of that power. They would kill that power. They would kill that freedom.
Exactly.
They'll be back with your phone calls for two more segments with Rufio Panman. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. He's at Rufio PB on Facebook and Instagram at Rufio_Panman. The global revolution against dehumanization is happening now. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Nick Baggage is coming up before panel. I think we're going to steal a few segments from our guests and take your calls. Stay with us. Rufio Pammon's our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
Shot in cold blood, no chance to fight. The stage is set, now pay the price. An ego boost, don't think twice. Technology, the...
You can't even think they're going to beat up women and children a month ago, and that men aren't going to see that and show up. They'd asked me to come, and I don't want to make big stunts, and I got family, and I'm under attack here. I know the information we do is important, but I think I'm going to accept the challenge to go to Portland. Because that's a real center of evil and anti-free speech, and I can't not take the challenge. I don't want the attention or the insanity that comes with it, but at a certain point, I don't go out in public because it gets so crazy, but I think we need to put our flesh in the game, even if it puts everything else we're doing at risk, because it has to be done. It's metaphysical. I want to take calls this segment and the next with Rufio Pammon, our guest, who's gone out to all these different events, done a great job standing up against these tyrants. And we're going to go to calls right now. We're going to go to Javon, Liberty Smith, Aaron, Andrew, and many others with our guest here, who I'm really impressed with. Not only is he a guy that knew how to like take a baton away from a guy trying to kill him and knock him out, and then like a woman attacks him, but he knows how to control himself in that moment of fury. See, I'd have probably done pretty good. Now, if I might have hit the guy, not shoved him down, but I got the hit in. He does that perfect shot, like winding up and hitting him, then shoves him down so his head hits the concrete. Perfect. And then doesn't hit the woman. I'd have just got the big shot in, broke my hand, and then hit the woman. So, because obviously I'm doing that. Somebody's coming at me. I'm going to get him. So it's like, it's perfect piece of video. It's like Muhammad Ali stuff. And I'm not kissing your ass, but it's true. But I think it was just spiritual that you weren't trying to be a thug. You were standing up for what was right. But you, in that millisecond, executed it perfect. I'm sorry. It's like a piece of sports film. I mean, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. I'm just overjoyed that you are considering going to Portland.
They want me to go. It'll be a circus, but yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be, but it'd be an honor to have you there, man.
We better set it up then soon. All right, let's go ahead to these calls. Let's talk to, I want to meet all you guys, though. I'm excited about this. You guys are doing just as important work as we are. That's the thing. It's like, what I'm doing is nothing special. There's all these men and women ready to do the same thing. If you just do it, it's greatness is waiting for humanity. Just do it. Stop waiting. That's what you're saying. I'm not that special. There's all these other incredible people. We're all special if we take action. You're not just special for not taking action. You don't all get a participation trophy for doing nothing. You get it when you participate. Let's go ahead and go to Javon in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, sir? It's a pleasure talking to you. I'm a big fan.
God bless.
I've ordered most of the products. The Brain Force is incredible. It honestly, it works. Not a placebo. It works.
Yes, sir.
I just want to comment about, he said something very valid about the men, coming out and standing up. And, you know, I believe, you know, I call myself a born-again Christian. And I'm talking to young men, and I'm trying to enlighten them. And when I talk to them, they're very shocked on how I like Trump and my political views and how I view things. And the older men, that's pastors and that bishops and stuff like that, they can't really do the footwork that us younger Christian men can do. And I don't believe, you know, I'm seeing a lot of mighty men of valor, Christian men standing up against tyranny and evil and even preaching about it over the pulpit. And I just think it's very important in times like these that we should be on the forefront out here with these other people, and that we're proclaiming we're Christians and that we're men of God, but we're standing, you know, in the back seat. We need to be out in the front seat.
No, I agree. So how do we mobilize the church in this country when the epic battle is happening to take action? Great point, Javon. God bless you. Thank you. What do you think, Rufio?
Well, you know, that's a big challenge. I'm Christian myself, and I thoroughly believe that if Jesus was here today, he'd be right out there with us. I don't know if he'd be throwing punches, but he'd definitely be a huge influence to the rest of us out there.
Well, you'd only throw punches on bankers. Christ only beat up the top guys. Yeah.
You know, I can't speak for Jesus, but, you know, I know he'd be out there. It is hard. Me and Joey Gibson, Joey does a great job. He's one of the most influential people I've ever met. He's one of the reasons why we're so successful out on the West Coast. But we've really tried and reached out to local churches, and I think it's just really hard for them on a kind of that political correctness term, you know, mentality. They don't want to really side with any, you know, political figure.
And they never want to give men a chance to feel like they can do something. They want men to just be compartmentalized like women.
Right. Yeah, I think the traditional sense of, you know, men standing up and defending not just, you know, themselves or their loved ones, but their country, and, you know, standing up for like-minded men, it's not the same as it used to be. And
let's be clear, you've got a bunch, I don't want to demonize men, but it's true, you got a bunch of evil globalist men that are running this, and they're worried about men. That's why they want to put men, like, oh, men are bad. It's all a bunch of evil men doing it because they're scared of other men.
Exactly. And it's a reach for power. And so it's a strategical attack on men, because men are the ones. It's our responsibility to protect the minds, hearts and bodies of our people. And when you lose that protection, you lose your society. You lose.
Well, let's be honest. Men are expendable for the women and children. And when men sit back and try to play it safe, societies collapse. No, men are expendable. And that's what you did, fighting the guy with the baton. But you're like, well, that's just a regular thing to do. Exactly. But 99% of men wouldn't do that. They wouldn't show up to begin with. They go, oh, being safe's how we get there. No, you guys doing this is what's destroyed the country. America took on an empire that had never been defeated and beat it because men did it. And their women backed them. And you guys sit there thinking you're men because you sit on the sideline. No, you're not men. So stop thinking because you go to the gym and act tough and all this crap, you're men. You're not. Let's take another call here. Liberty Smith in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You're the man.
You're the man. Go ahead.
Hey, what's your guest's first name again? I don't want to pronounce it wrong.
It's Rufio Panman. That's a nom de plume because of his enemies and Antifa, but that's an alias. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to know that when I saw that video yesterday, I basically stood up and cheered and fist pumped. It was almost like the President Trump got elected again. That's how good I felt.
But it's so perfect how he winds it up, knocks the guy out, knocks his goggles off for gas, and then pushes him down to the ground and then doesn't whack the woman who gets in his face. Because, I mean, I'm not saying I want to hit a woman, but I would have. I get in that mode, like, how many anybody gets around me? It gives me some friendly fire, so a lot of control there. Very impressive.
I feel that way, too, Alex. One other thing I just wanted to say, in reference to your last caller, well, you know, during our fight for independence, many preachers preached from the pulpit and had guns underneath. So, and then they went out and fought.
And we missed the Black Brigade today, but people are going to be risen up like Rufio Panman, who don't want to be leaders, but they're not going to lay down. And God bless you. I appreciate your call. What about everybody I talked to on the show, some of the folks you mentioned, Rufio Panman, who just feel it in their gut like a year or two ago. They didn't want to do anything, but they had to. Black, white, you name it, who just feel it in their spirit they got to do this. I think that's what scares the globalists. They realize is that there's a big calling happening.
Yeah. I think that's the American spirit. You know, I think it dwells in a lot of us. And if you start to feel that way, I think you should embrace it because that's what makes this country great. That's what built this country.
What is the American spirit? I want you to define it. What is it?
The American spirit to me is having an incredible pride. We call ourselves Western chauvinists. It's like an extremely patriotic. But, you know, just doing what's right and doing what's best for your people in the most free sense of I guess, that term. It's really hard to explain.
It means not calculating, but whatever is the most honest. It means just doing what's right.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's a very selfless feeling. And that's what this country is built off of, is selfless men, you know, who put themselves in the line, gave the ultimate sacrifice. And so that's what I would say the American spirit is.
So it's like an exorcism nationally. What are the globalists, the Chi-Com minions, what are they going to do as the top blows off our heads and, like, out of the ashes comes this huge giant? They see it now. What are they going to do, though?
I think they might go to more extreme lengths. They're going to try and reach for whatever they can use to, you know, harm us, to hurt us, to scare us. Until somebody gets killed. Once that happens, then it's obviously, I think it'll go to the next step, and that's, you know, when we'll see some real civil war.
And I think we're about to cross that point. Back in 2 minutes to discuss that. And I don't want to go there, but if they take us there, it's our domain.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Manual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.